Hello everyone and welcome to the Unraid Digest show for February. I'm your host, Stefano Partita. February brought on a hot topic of discussion revolving around the Unraid OS pricing model changes, with many users sympathizing with the nearly 20-year-old company with statements like, "To be honest, I was worried their money would run out and we would be left stranded, so I'm glad they made the change and they did this exact way." Or other statements like, "I actually don't mind them doing this. Unraid has been great, given the budget Unraid currently has." But as always with change, there are those who resist and refuse to bow down to our overlords. We must do our due diligence and assimilate them into the horde. The new pricing model has three new licenses. The basic license, which will allow users to have up to 4 attached storage devices and get 1 year of updates. The unleashed license will allow unlimited attached storage devices, also with 1 year of updates. Both of those licenses can have their licenses extended optionally for future updates if they so choose, and if their licenses expire, they will still have total complete access to all of the operating system's functionalities and nothing will be lost. They will only lose access to future updates after the license has expired. There's also a lifetime license that will be more expensive than today's Pro license, and will also allow users to have unlimited attached storage devices as well. If you'd like to hear the details from the LimeTech co-CEOs, definitely check out the Uncast show with Space Invader 1, aka Ed, where they discuss that topic along with several others. There'll be a link in the video description below to the Uncast show in that video. In other news, Unraid 6.13 Beta 1 has been privately released to Unraid plugin developers, and that will be made public eventually, but there hasn't been a date given just yet. Speaking of beta versions and updates to the Unraid operating system, if you are having trouble with your Unraid operating system, containers, or any networking issues or things of the sort, be sure to utilize the Unraid paid support program that is now available to all users who may need additional support. So definitely be sure to check that out on Unraid's website. Finally, don't forget to take a look at some community content like from IbraCorp, where he discusses Unraid's top 10 latest updates as well as the Unraid licensing changes. Space Invader 1 also shows us how to create Cloudflare tunnels the easy way. Be sure to give that a look over if you're at all interested in Cloudflare tunnels. And last but not least, Christopher Flanagan provides us a step-by-step build guide to build your own NAS and deploy Unraid to that NAS system. Be sure to like and subscribe if you enjoy content like this. Thank you everyone for watching and have a wonderful night.